Aaron Shane Lawrie has written himself into the history books as he claimed a first major championship win with a dominant six-shot victory on 15 under par amid raucous scenes at the Open in Portrush.
Shane Lawrie saunters up to this ball and he will complete it now by tapping it in. And have you ever heard a roar like that on a golf course ever before? And he hugs his caddy, he's in absolute bits, but sheer delight.
Lawrie held his nerve in the wind and rain to shoot a 1-over 72 with England's Tommy Fleetwood second on 9-under. This is what Mr. Lawrie had to say afterwards.
I said at the start of the week, you know, it would be incredible if one of us had a chance going into today, and I would just be delighted if it was me, and it was. And look, it was an incredible day, and I'm very happy and very excited, and I'm looking forward to celebrating. I do hope I experience that again, but I'm not sure I ever will, you know, and it's something I tried to soak in when I was walking down 18. Yeah, it was one of the most unbelievable experiences of my whole life. Golf in Ireland is a one-country sport anyway, so, you know, the North and South and amateur golf play that together, and we play in the Olympics together and stuff. So I obviously had great support from North and South of the border, and it was just incredible. It was an incredible day to be out there, and I'm just so happy that I did the job for them.
I spoke to Shane Lawrie fans, Niall and Zach, and got their reaction to the win.
It just gave me goosebumps, to be honest. To see Shane Lawrie win the Open in Northern Ireland is like just such a proud day for all of Ireland, both North and South, you know. We're in O'Donoghue's Bar in Suffolk Street, and we get a roar, everybody!
How long have you been following Shane Lawrie for?
I've been following Shane Lawrie for almost like 13, 14 years now. I remember when we were down Cork Golf Club watching him as an amateur, and like to see him win the British Open, it's just incredible. Like, you know, it's just so, such a proud day for all of Ireland.
And did you ever think he could do it, Niall?
You know what? When I saw him as an amateur in Cork Golf Club, and I genuinely remember on the ninth hole watching him in the short game, and I just thought, God, this guy's incredible, you know? Like, he's in the bunker, and he put it to 1 foot, and I thought, is this guy an amateur? There's no way this guy's an amateur, you know? And just to see him, like, you know, 12 years later lift the British Open, it's just incredible. It's overwhelming. I was screaming the whole way. You know, I followed him around on Thursday in Portrush, and I was just so proud to be Irish, to be honest, you know? To be honest, all the Irish lads did a fantastic job. Rory McIlroy, Gray McDowell, Potter Carrington, you know, they all did us proud. But, like, for Shane Lawrie to bring it home was just incredible.
Well, Rory was devastated, wasn't he? I was in America over the last few weeks, but Rory was close to tears. It just didn't happen for him this time.
Look, you know, we were on the golf course, and the pressure, you could feel the pressure. You know, when Rory went on the tee, everybody was supporting him, but everybody was also really nervous, you know, and I just think the nerves got to him on the first day. But fair play to him on the second day, you know, for coming back with, I think he shot a 65 on the second day. It was just incredible, you know. He didn't obviously do as well as he liked. But for Shane Lawrie to step up and to do it, it was just, like, incredible. Just a proud day for all of Ireland.
I think there's another fan there with you tonight, isn't there? A guy called Zach. Maybe we can speak to Zach as well. Hello, Zach.
Yeah, Zach. Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right, Zach. What's this mean for you then? Lawrie's done the business today.
Oh, it's fantastic. Like, honestly, like, I'll be honest, I've not followed golf much in the past, but seeing everyone here, especially, you know, O'Donoghue's, Suffolk Street, good friend Niall, most of all, absolutely buzzing, really. It's a great feeling. It's a huge achievement for Shane Lawrie. It's had a great Open, even with the difficult weather today, coming into the final stretch. Like, it's absolutely amazing. He's really held his nerve. Like, it was really difficult conditions, but he's really done a great job.
And obviously, this is such a major event for Ireland, for Northern Ireland. What does it mean for a local guy to bring this claret jug home?
Absolutely. Like, I'm in Dublin. I'm living in Dublin now. I'm living in Dublin. It's fantastic for everyone here in Ireland. Like, it's great to see everybody here just buzzing. They absolutely love it. Like, it's fantastic. Like, honestly, I absolutely think it's fantastic. Like, to see someone winning here from Ireland, like, doing this, it means so much to everyone here, and I'm so happy for them, like, absolutely.
I was saying to Niall earlier that some of the celebrations that we can hear, it's more akin to a football match, you know, people chanting songs and all of the supporters. I wonder if the players used to that.
Yeah, probably too. Like, honestly, like, they're probably not, but they've really come to it. Like, they've really, really ground that and used that in order to, like, spur them forward. Like, I was talking to Niall earlier. He's a huge Arsenal fan, actually. He's told me that Emirates Stadium is terrible in comparison to the atmosphere here. Like, it's absolutely mad here, like, to see somebody from Ireland actually win this and actually go on to do this and take the crowd and spur them forward. It's a fantastic feeling. It's great to see.
So it is great to see, and of course there's been lots of celebration in Northern Ireland. The very fact that the Open is here, we'll get your thoughts, 0303085555. The sports journalist Stephen Beacom with us this morning. Stephen, what are your thoughts? Morning to you.
Morning to you and welcome back, Stephen. Well, this Open was a monumental success for Royal Portrush, who hosted it, for Northern Ireland, for golf, and of course for Shane Lowry. What a performance he put in. On Saturday, he produced one of the greatest rounds of golf in Open history. He was just scintillating, knocking in birdies left, right and centre. And then yesterday, when the weather was really, really bad and everyone else was finding it tough to deal with, Shane Lowry was as solid as a rock on the Giant's Causeway. He was sensational, and it was brilliant to see an Irish winner at the Open in Portrush. You know, the story at the start was the Rory story, Rory McIlroy, and unfortunately Rory failed to make the cut after a heroic effort on Friday.
I've got to admit something, Stephen. I'm not sure if Five Live presenters should do this, but I had to Google what making the cut meant.
Well, I hope you found out.
I did. Well, I'm not a golfing man, but I know what making the cut means now. Are you still there, Stephen?
I am, yes, I can still hear you. Yeah, well, Rory was unfortunate in the end, but actually I think what happened at Portrush might do him good in the long term, because I think he'll come back even stronger next year. But Shane Lowry was the winner, and what a winner, a worthy winner. But like Royal Portrush, what an event for them as well, Stephen. The first time the Open's been held there since 1951, and boy did they deliver in terms of hosting the event. The golfers were saying it was one of the greatest courses they've ever played. They can't wait to get back there. The atmosphere, it was the Open, but not the Open as we know it. This was like a Ryder Cup event because the atmosphere was so wonderful.
I know you don't want to be drawn into this, nor should you be, Stephen, but I'll just make this point, and it's maybe for our listeners to discuss with me another day in a phone-in, but sometimes you get a different perspective of the place when you're out of it. In other words, when you're on holiday or you're abroad. And I was sitting in America last week, and there was Northern Ireland on CNN, and there was Northern Ireland on the American television networks, and everything about the Open and all of that. And it's fantastic. But for anybody anywhere in the world who were seeing that worldwide coverage, who were then Googling Northern Ireland as a possible holiday destination, do you know what was coming up on Google? A news story of how people, a contractor was had graffiti plastered across the wall about him, and the PSNI, the police force of Northern Ireland, saying it wasn't their responsibility to remove it. Do you know what was coming up? It was about people in Northern Ireland being intimidated by the UVF, by loyalist paramilitaries. So in this time of euphoria where we're celebrating Northern Ireland, and it is for another day to discuss with our listeners, but I would just say that, you know, for those people outside of this place Googling the news, it wasn't all rosy. Newton Emerson is with us today, the commentator, and Heidi McAlpine as well. Morning to you, Newton. Morning, Heidi.
Good morning. Good morning.
Stephen, I'll say thank you to you. Thank you very much. Getting the Open, Newton, to Northern Ireland, it was a 10-year project, right?
That's what struck me about it. The executive began seriously looking at this in 2011 and announced it finally in 2015. So it was, you know, you're looking at 4 years to get it organised, 4 years ahead of time. So this is a past success echoing in the present, if you like. And what you've got to bear in mind when you look at the great success of this event is what's not been organised over the past 2.5-3 years while Stormont has been down. And we know that that we lost the 2021 Commonwealth Youth Games, for example. Stormont actually won the bid for that. But then last year, the organisers had to cancel because Stormont wasn't there to sign off the final funding. But there are many other events coming up over the next few years that we've not even been able to put a bid in for. So I think that's something to bear in mind. There's a major lag effect in organising these events. And even if Stormont does come back in the next year or so, we've got that 3 or 4 year gap when things just weren't done to get past.
And then we see Newton people, you know, I wonder how it looks to people outside Northern Ireland when we see people on Twitter arguing about, you know, Rory McIlroy's nationality, for example, British and Irish. I saw a lot unfolded. Like, do we sometimes look poxy in Northern Ireland to the outside world?
Well, I wouldn't worry about that because the mechanism of social media means that, you know, if you're not from Northern Ireland, you're not really caught up in its arguments. I think it's something for journalists to bear in mind. You're just listening, by and large, to the same small handful of people. You're in a bubble. And I don't think people outside Northern Ireland are going to pick up on that. I wonder what the effect is of major investors or people even contemplating some kind of an investment in Northern Ireland, realizing that there's nobody to call, there's nobody to lobby. It is possible, I suppose, that an event like the Open is going to pique the interest of some quite significant wealthy people. That was something that John Fitzpatrick, a major Irish-American investor, spoke about yesterday on the television. And they still have Invest NI to speak to, but you do wonder how much does it deter them to think there's no minister to talk to.
Heidi?
I know that the world rallies. Well, first of all, I was at the Open, and what an amazing event it was. I could not believe it. The professionalism, obviously they've had 148 years to get it right, was phenomenal, and it was really exceptional. International visitors from all over the world were there all singing the praises, and Newton's right. You know, the way we complain and talk in Northern Ireland just does not go beyond these shores on many, many occasions, so we shouldn't be thinking about that. But on our home turf, yes, Stormont needs to get its act together, because I know the World Rally Series is poised to be the next big event, and the private sector is really putting that together despite us having no government in place, and they just really need the final tick and seal of approval to get that happening. So it's the private sector making things happen here despite, not because of or with help from Stormont. So I mean, it's up to them to get their act together and make it happen. And other big cultural events could be coming here too. Look what happened in the past with the UK City of Culture and the Turner Prize and the MTV Emmys. Do you remember that? It really took over the whole of Belfast and Derry and beyond. And, you know, don't just think about sporting occasions when you're thinking about big blue chip events, but just think about cultural and sporting.
Can it really happen without government? You know, surely government is an integral part of bringing any of those attractions.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but you're saying business can do it without government.
No,
they can't.
I'm saying business gets it together, but it just needs that final push of the sign off.
And the point, match funds. I can hear the sing tune here. We're out of time, but Newton, the point is, you're saying, look, there's such a lag here that the fact we don't have government, we will suffer for that in the future with the next events. Now we'll not get them.
Yes, we've inevitably got a 3 or 4 year gap of missing out ahead of us, whatever happens now.
All right. Listen, sorry we ran out of time. I'd like to talk about that more. But Newton, thank you. Heidi, thank you very much indeed.